In Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, tourists jammed the airport today to try and leave the Red Sea resort following Friday night's bombings that claimed at least 88 lives. Egyptian police have cordoned off roads leading from the city at the tip of the Sinai Peninsula, and they have detained dozens of people suspected of having information related to the attacks. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Sharm el-Sheikh, the bombings have shocked local residents as well as tourists.
Egyptian street cleaners were out first thing this morning, sweeping up huge mounds of glass that sprayed from the windows of dozens of shops when one of the bombs exploded in the popular tourist area of Sharm el-Sheikh. Pools of blood have long dried in the intense heat. Small bits of human remains scatter the area closest to where the bomb exploded. Mohammed Ganesh works at a local hotel and says he was asleep when the first car bomb went off.
He said they saw many people crying in the street and some injured and some of women and small girls. They were afraid maybe the building collapsed here. They stay all the night outside in the street.
That bomb ripped off the front of a luxury hotel, one of many high-end resorts that hug the edge of the Red Sea and cater to Western tourists. Many of the dead and injured were rushed to a nearby hospital. Dr. Ibrahim Ilkamshishi says medical staff from Cairo and other areas were called in to help.
Hundreds of people came on the ground, in the trolley, in the chair. Everybody cries. All the hospital, all the doctors, all the nurses went to save, to help the people, help the patient. The situation was very sad at the time, the people crying.
Egyptian authorities say there were three bombs. It's believed two were suicide car bombs. The other explosive was believed to have been in a bag and detonated by remote control. The authorities have detained more than 70 people in Sharm el-Sheikh and other areas of the Sinai Peninsula. So far, none has been accused of involvement in the deadly bombings. Egypt has a long history of dealing with terrorism, particularly the homegrown version. On Saturday, President Hosni Mubarak said Egypt would not give in to the latest attacks.
Brother citizens, terrorism is still showing us its ugly face. We will continue our battle against terrorism with all our force, determination, and will. We will neither submit to its blackmail nor compromise with it. We will protect Egypt's security, stability, and the future of its sons from its threats and dangers.
Most of the people killed in the attacks were Egyptians, people from Cairo and other areas who came to Sharm el-Sheikh to work at the resorts and casinos. And many of them, like Mohammed Fatou, now fear that the terrorist attack will drive away the tourists and, by extension, their livelihood.
In the normal day before explosion, you find a lot of people sitting in a restaurant or in a cafeteria, enjoying the music, who's walking, everything.
Now?
Now it's empty. No one's sitting. You see, the street's empty.
Do you think people are scared?
Sure, they are scared. Maybe another explosion will happen also.
There have been conflicting claims of responsibility for the bombings in Sharm el-Sheikh. Either way, the result is the same. The shock and the fear of terrorism now hovers over this idyllic Egyptian holiday resort. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.